أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته الأقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حسين مني وأنا من حسين أحب الله من أحب حسين صلوات Tonight we are commemorating the Milad of Sayyid al-Shuhada Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhim as-salatu was-salam And I would like to congratulate all the mu'mineen and mu'minat in the Islamic Ummah, especially all of you, and all those who are treading on the footsteps of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and all those who gave their life and became shaheed throughout the glorious history of the Shia religion, learning the institution of shahadat and martyrdom from Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam and joining his caravan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq to follow the footsteps of Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam and to be in his caravan in this world and to resurrect us in the caravan of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on the Day of Judgment. Because there is no success for anyone except if he joins the caravan of Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam. The paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created has 8 doors and the Jahannam has 7. And our religion Islam teaches us that among the 8 doors of paradise, the widest of all the doors is the door which is named after Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Bab al-Husayn Awsa, the door of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, is the widest of all the doors. And our urafa and great scholars say that the largest number of people who are guided got the hidayat, they got guided through Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So his shahadat and his sacrifice is like a beacon, is like a torch. It's perfectly true what our beloved Prophet has said, you know, he saw on the pillar of the arsh and throne of Allah, when he was taken as a guest by God, he saw on the pillar of the throne and arsh written that Hussein is the misbah of hidayat. Misbah, misbah al-huda wa safinatu al-najat. Misbah al-huda wa safinatu al-najat. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the torch and beacon of guidance and the boat of success. So no one can get a success without getting attached to this boat. And no one can get success, no one can get the guidance without Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And coming to the gatherings and mahafil and majalis, which belongs to Sayyidul Shuhada, is a ni'mat of Allah, is a tawfiq, wa alaykum as-salam, which is not given to just anybody out there. It is a tawfiq of Allah that He gives to those that He loves. So we can be blessed by coming into a gathering where someone is talking about Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. It's a blessing of Allah to be part of that gathering. You know, the name of Sayyidul Shuhada itself is a barakat. When we hear the name, when we listen to what, how he was, his seerat, his life, his policy, his lifestyle, the way he led his life, it awakens a person from the sleep. It awakens a person from misguidance, from the zulmat and darknesses of the sins. There are so many people who are drowned in their sins. There are so many people who have a lot of sins, and you find that some of these people, when they come into the majlis al-aza of Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam, you find they get transformed. They get overhauled and shuffled from their behavior. They do tawbah while sitting in the majlis al-aza of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. This is because Sayyidul Shuhada is the madhar of every name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without exception, including Ya Muqallib al-Qulub wal-Absar. O you, the one who changes the hearts. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub wal-Absar. Ya Mudabbir al-Layl wal-Nahar. Ya Muhawwil al-Hawl. The dua that we recite in the Yawm al-Nawruz. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam is the madhar, and he changes the situation of the people. So he transforms the people from the zulmat of sins into the noor of Allah and the noor of the, you know, ita'at and obedience of Allah, which is through the walayat of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And walayat of Sayyidul Shuhada is the walayat of Rasulullah, and the walayat of Rasulullah is nothing but the walayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we as believers are obliged to install the alam and flag of the walayat of Sayyidul Shuhada on our qalb. If we want to succeed in both the worlds, if we are serious towards believing in La ilaha illallah, then we need to install the alam and flag of La ilaha illallah on our soul, which means the walayat and supremacy of Allah. So whenever I as a believer, you know, encounter any issue of my life, I should first think, what is the responsibility that I have towards La ilaha illallah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Imam Hussain alayhi salam is the madhar of La ilaha illallah. Everything he did, his entire personality is the madhar of Tawheed. So he is already on the level of Al-Fana fillah. That means dissolving your personality for the sake of Allah. You have nothing for your own. You don't stand for yourself. Everything you do, everything you believe, everything you practice is for the sake of Allah's pleasure. So this kind of behavior, that you leave nothing for yourself, obviously, he deserves to get a blank check from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shafa'at and intercession of his followers, because he did not leave nothing for himself. He gave away everything he had for the sake of Allah. When somebody is that kind of sacrificing on the highest level of ithar, then Allah will give him a blank check. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts him in the Kisa al-Yamani, so this Kisa that he was wearing, he put over him on that day when he came into the house of his beloved daughter Sayyida Zahra salamullah alayha, and Imam Hussain alayhi salam enters into the house and he says salam on his grandfather, you know, and Rasulullah replies back the salam, and then he says, you know, ya shafi'a ummati, wa alayka salam ya shafi'a ummati. Isn't it right? That's how Rasulullah addresses Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. The salam of Allah, salam be on you, who is the one who would intercede. You have the right of intercession for my ummat. This is one of the specific attributes of Sayyidu Shuhada alayhi salam. Because he is so beloved. Prophet has said in his authentic hadith narrated by Sunnis and Shias both, that whoever wants to, in other words, whoever wants to, which I'm paraphrasing in my own words, whoever wants to look at the most beloved person, أَحَبِّ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاءِ, whoever wants to look at the most beloved person of the heaven and earth, should look at Hussein. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam is for sure the most beloved person among Ahlul Sama and the most beloved person among Ahlul Arz. He is matchless. There is no match for him, for his highness. So we find that Allah is bringing the nasl of A'imma through Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. You know, Anta Sayyid, that's narrated by Salman al-Farisi. And he came to congratulate Rasulullah upon the birth of Sayyidu Shuhada alayhi salam. Salman al-Farisi narrates that Prophet was saying to Imam al-Husayn in his lap, Anta Sayyid Abu Sada, you are the leader, Sayyid. Abu Sada, the father of the leaders, father of the Sayyids. Anta al-Imam Abu al-A'imma, you are the Imam, father of the Imams. Tis'atun min sulbika, nine are from your lineage. Tase'uhum qa'imuhum, the ninth one is the riser of them. That means Imam al-Qa'im alayhi salatu wasalam. Who is going to take the revenge of Karbala? There's nothing, you know, whatever has happened up till now is not the revenge of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. His revenge still needs to be taken according to the divine justice. And the real revenge taker of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is yet to arrive, who will not let go of any slightest of the atrocities. So the first person, rightfully so, in our Shia belief system, Isna Ashari belief system, the first person to return back in the concept of Raj'at, that we believe, returning back of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam after the zuhur of the Imam. We believe in the Raj'at, isn't it right? So the first person to return back in the time of Raj'at is no one else other than Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And the second person to return back is Imam Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhim as-salam, his father. That's the tafsir of the ayat of Quran which says Yawma tarjufu ar-rajifa. Ar-rajifa is Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Tatba'uha ar-radifa. The radifa is Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, who will follow him, who will come after him. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam's revenge will be taken in that time. There will be Shias. The narrations informs us there will be followers of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam who will complain against the Imam. Can you imagine a Shia who calls the Imam to be the master, the Mawla, but he still complains against the Imam? Don't we find the Shias who are complaining against Maraje? And Samahatul Wali al-Faqih, hafidhahullah, isn't it right? The same pattern of behavior in the name of open-mindedness. You know, self-declared scholars, self-declared people who started to consider themselves to be alim and never studied in any hausa, isn't it right? And among this category of people, you find some people who are objecting on maraji, hafidhahum Allah ajma'in. May Allah protect all of them. All of them are our great personalities. So this just like the same pattern of behavior. See, the issues are the same. The issues upon which the enemies, the munafiqeen, the kuffar, the zalimeen, the tahuts, what they are behaving towards our maraji, our leadership, the same issues, the motive, the policy, the issue is the same issue. The history is repeating by change of characters. You know, in those days it was Aimma alayhi salam openly present, the same kuffar, their ancestors, the same the munafiqeen, hypocrites, they were opposing the Aimma upon the same issues. Now you find the people opposing the Naib of the Imam on the same issues. So we need to, this is one of the benefits of the time of Ghaibat, brothers and sisters, is our Islah and correction. We open up our eyes, we learn history is protected not for being a fairy tale. History is protected to take a lesson, an ibrat out of it. An ibrat, and taking a lesson in ilm al-akhlaq is defined as that you move and transfer yourself from sifatun sayyi'a, a bad sifat and attribute. Whenever you look at a bad thing in the society, you transfer yourself from the bad state towards the good sifat, good attribute, good state. If you did not transfer yourself after looking at the wrong done by somebody else, you still did not transfer yourself towards the good. Ilm al-akhlaq, the knowledge of Islamic morality, says you did not take a lesson out of it. So some people have eyes, but they are blind at heart. Some people have ears, but they are deaf in their ears, deaf at heart. Isn't that right? Some people have the, you know, have the tongue to speak, because they talk about all the rest of the things which they are not supposed to talk about, but what they don't speak the truth that Allah wants them to talk about. Some people have ears, they listen to a whole bunch of other things that Allah disagrees, but they don't listen to what Allah is commanding them. Some people have the heart and the mind to think, but they think about everything else, but they don't think about what they were supposed to think on behalf of Allah. So Allah calls them deaf and dumb and blind, despite the fact that they have a tongue to speak and they have ears to listen. But in the Allah's dictionary, they are deaf and dumb and blind. So we find, as we are discussing the Milad of Sayyidul Shuhada, the most beloved person of the heavens and earth, it is our minimum obligation to get out of the state of sleep and ignorance and jahl and lack of awareness, lack of social and political awareness, so we don't behave like the people of Kufa, who were the Shias, did towards the Wali of their time, Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam, next door to Kufa. It was not a million miles away. 18,000 Shias are sitting here next door in Kufa, and Imam Hussain is getting slaughtered because they are practicing Islam minus politics. Islam minus walayat of Hussain. And they are supporting the walayat and hukumat of Tahut. Or they are silent. Is that right? Islam minus politics of... We are talking about the justice-based politics of Imam Ali alayhi salam, siyasatul adl. Because these people are following the siyasat, the religion without siyasat. So this religion, Islam minus politics, allowed Hussein ibn Ali to get slaughtered. And we send la'nat on the Islam minus politics, because we read the ziyarat of Ashura proudly so. Isn't it right? And we will continue to read the ziyarat of Ashura. We are proud over what Imam al-Baqir al-Islam taught us. Isn't it right? And we'll continue to send the la'nat on these people who are following Islam minus divine politics. They are doing the Tawhuti politics in their life. They are silent over the policies of Tawhut. So don't say you have nothing to do with politics. No, you have everything to do with politics. So you are siding with the kuffar, because you have links with the kuffar. You don't want to harm your links with the kuffar.
So God says you have nothing to do with politics. You have everything to do. You are doing the negative politics which has nothing to do with Allah. But you are not following the walayat of Hussein, the walayat of Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. You are not ready to do the divine justice based politics of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam. That's where you have a problem. So Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, when we are discussing, it is very important that anyone who has the ma'rifat and shanakht and in-depth recognition of the qiyam of Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam should be, he will either, you know, make a revolution and become shaheed. There is no way a person who has the ma'rifat of Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, shanakht and in-depth recognition of Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, but he doesn't bring about a revolution in his life. Revolution in our own selves, in our own tazkiyatun nafs. So we do the jihad al-akbar, the bigger jihad, to purify our souls. Revolution in our own families, revolution in our relatives, revolution in our friend circles, revolution in our organizations, in our Islamic societies. Revolution, make a positive change towards good. And a person who loves Sayyid al-Shuhada and he has the ma'rifat and in-depth recognition of his qiyam and uprising against zulm and tahut Yazid, he will also become shaheed. And it's responsibility. See, when one person came to Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, met with him when Imam Hussein is heading towards Iraq, and this person is coming from that side towards Makkah. How ahmak and silly some people are. See, just imagine, they are going to do the Hajj. Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is the Ruhul Islam. He is the essence of the religion Islam. Islam is because of him. He is the ruh of Quran. Imam Hussein is the essence of entire Quran. He is Al-Quran in Natiq. He is the speaking Quran. He walks and talks Quran. People are abandoning Quran and Natiq, the talking Quran, Imam Hussein, and going towards the Hajj. Turning their back to the ruh and essence of Islam, leaving him alone, and going for the body of Hajj. How ahmak and silly some people are. When the Imam of the time is converting his Hajj, he's doing the Umrah to Mufrada. Instead of performing the Hajj, he performs the Umrah. Sayyid al-Shuhada is the leader, is the Khalifa of Allah. When the Khalifa of Allah is doing the Umrah to Mufrada and not performing the Hajj and going to protect Islam, who gave you the right to leave Imam Hussein alone and go for the Hajj away from the Imam? We have the hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam where he says, Tamamul Hajj liqa'ul Imam. Isn't that right? Completion and perfection of the Hajj is meeting with the Imam. If you go for a Hajj but you don't meet with the Imam, this Hajj is not perfect. So we find the simple-mindedness of the people. This person coming towards the Makkah, Imam Hussein converting his, he did the Umratun Mufrada, leaving Makkah towards Iraq to save Islam. Now this person said, well, I cannot come and support you. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam said to this guy, in istata'ta an la tasma'a surakhana wala an la tasma'a surakhana wala tashhad waq'atana faf'al. If you can, that means if you can go so far away, in other words, that you don't listen to my cry. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam cried for help. Hal min nasirin yansuruna on the day of Ashura. Isn't that right? So look at the policy and strong and concrete and solid and firm policy of Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam. He is doing itmam al-hujjat on this person who is not ready to join him. And he's going towards Makkah instead of supporting the Imam. Imam Hussein says to him, "In istata'ta an la tasma' surakhana." If you can, that means if you can go that far away, that you don't end up hearing my voice, my cry. Faf'al, do that. Because anybody who listens to my cry and does not come for my help, Allah is going to throw him on his face down into the hell.
So there's zero tolerance law of Allah towards the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So this is our policy even today. We find if we are supposed, Imam Hussein is alive today, he's shaheed. We are not like those stupid Wahhabis, isn't it right? Who said don't say salam to Rasulullah because he's dead. And they say in the Adhan, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Now look at the hypocrisy. You ask any Arab person who knows the Arabic grammar, what is the meaning of the sentence, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah? I bear witness that Muhammad is, not Muhammad was, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Look at the hypocrisy. When you say Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, that means he is even today the messenger of Allah. Isn't it right? And his risalat is the khatmun nubuwa. He is the khatmul anbiya wal mursaleen. Seal of all the message. Isn't it right? All the messengers. He is going to survive till the day of judgment. He is the final one. So when he is even today, his risalat is valid, then why in the world do you say, don't say salam to Rasulullah? Then you are saying Rasulullah is even today the Rasul of Allah. And Quran calls him shaheed. So basically, they have a history of opposing Quran. It's nothing new from those Wahhabis. So we believe Imam Hussain alayhi salam is alive. He's shaheed. He's Sayyidul Shuhada. And his statements are equally valid till the day of judgment. So his cry of Hal min Nasirin Yansuruna, is there a helper to help us? Imam Hussain doesn't need us, doesn't need me and you. He is ghani and biniyaz. He's rich. He doesn't stand in need of nobody. Allah is enough for him. He is the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen who says, Kafa bi izzan an takuna li rabba. Yeah, right? So basically he doesn't stand in need of nobody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our hidayat, this is our success. If Imam Hussain kindly accepts me and you in his presence to sacrifice whatever we have for his sake, it's his kindness to take us in his service. He doesn't need nobody. We need him. This is how we should feel. So Imam Hussain is alive even today. He's shaheed. His ahadith are equally alive till the day of judgment. His call for help is alive. No power can invalidate the statement of Imam Hussain. It's like a mark on the stone. When Imam Hussain is calling, Hal min Nasirin Yansuruna, it is equally valid even today for me and you and all the children who are in the lineage of the fathers and the wombs of the mothers till the day of judgment. How did we behave towards the call of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, towards the Tahuts and Yazids of today? Not only cursing the Yazid of yesterday, Islam of convenience. Several people are following the Islam of convenience, not the Islam of Ahlul Bayt. إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ لَا تَسْمَعْ صُرَاخَنَا وَلَا تَشْهَدْ وَقْعَتَنَا فَفْعَلْ. So it's... before I come to the end of my speech, I would quickly want to mention today 8 of the points which are some of the most significant points about benefits of the Qiyam and uprising of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. His benefits are countless. We are talking about some of the most significant ones. First of all, taqarrub towards Allah. Because of the Qiyam and Shahadat and sacrifice and uprising of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he got unprecedented taqarrub and qurbat and closeness towards Allah. Unprecedented darajat and levels in the eyes of Allah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already said to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Inna laka fil jinane la darajatun. Certainly you have levels in the paradise. لَن تَنَالَهَا إِلَّا بِالشَّهَادَةِ. You will never achieve those except through shahadat. So Prophet has already told him, and Imam Hussain alayhi salam through his qiyam and uprising secured the highest levels with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first benefit of the qiyam, is seeking the highest levels with Allah because of his taqarrub and closeness. Second benefit is the najat, the salvation of Islam and Muslimin. Islam and Muslimin were saved by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. How did he save Islam? Just imagine the opposite, so you can understand how Imam Hussein saved Islam. What's the opposite? Opposite of what Imam Hussein did. Imam Hussein didn't do the bay'at of Yazid, isn't it right? Didn't accept Yazid to be the Khalifa of Rasulullah, which he was falsely claiming. He was the biggest fasiq and zalim and oppressor and hypocrite. Isn't it right? He has nothing to do with Islam, pretending to be a Muslim, making fun of Islam, doing harams openly in his life. Isn't it right? This kind of evil transgressor, hypocrite, zalim, oppressive person, you know. So if Imam Hussein accepts him, all the harams will be certified. All the harams will then become part of the religion Islam. The whole teachings of Quran and all the sacrifices of Rasulullah and sacrifices of Amir al-Mu'mineen and sacrifices of Imam Hassan al-Islam will go in vain. If Imam Hussein al-Islam, who is the Khalifa of Allah, accepts this zalim person, this tawhid, to be legitimately assigned ruler and Khalifa and vicegerent of the Prophet and Allah, then the whole religion of Islam would end. Isn't that right? Quran would be invalidated. The whole Sharia would go down the drain. The whole message of Tawheed would end. The whole universe would get devastated momentarily in the fraction of a second. Because if the Imam of the time accepts that, obviously the whole religion would collapse. So we find that Imam alayhi salam, by not doing the oath of allegiance, not certifying the tahut and zalim, not supporting him, how many people you find who are inclined towards the zalims? They are praising the zalimin. How many people are there who praise, who have sympathies towards the zalim, inclined towards them and their policies? Don't even oppose their policies. In their qalb, they are ravi and pleased. A person did tawbah, astaghfirullah, in front of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam had the ilm al-ghayb, knowledge of the unseen, isn't it right? Imam al-Ridha said to him, I know that the sin is pleasing in your heart. It's something good in your heart, in other words. That you are still pleased about what you have done. This kind of tawbah is not accepted. When in the qalb, in the heart, if we are pleased over what haram I did, God forbid, and then I'll, as a lip service, say, astaghfirullah. That means my qalb did not repent. And deep down in my heart, I'm very good and happy. See, I enjoy it. If I have this kind of feeling inside my heart and as a lip service, I say, astaghfirullah, I am making fun of my own self. Nobody can deceive Allah. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They are deceiving no one except their own selves. No one can deceive Allah. We deceive our own selves. Allah has already told us all these teachings. So basically, the success of Islam and Muslimin, Imam Hussein saved the religion Islam and Quran, and he has himself said, وَعَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ السَّلَامِ إِذْ قَدْ بُلِيَتِ الْأُمَّةُ بِرَاعٍ مِثْلِ يَزِيدِ. So upon Islam is salam, that means Islam will be gone if the ummah is subjected to a ra'i, a caretaker like Yazid. This is unthinkable for Imam Hussein to accept for a fraction of a second, to accept the taghut. Yeah, you find so many centers, so many Islamic centers who have put a ban on all those ulama who talk against Taghut. So they can protect their links with the kuffar. That is more important than having links with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It's more important in their eyes to have links with kuffar. We never do anything illegal anyway, isn't it right? We are practicing our own faith. We respect the law of the land. But we have a right to follow our value system, proudly so. There's a fine line between selling your faith and,
Third of all, the third benefit from the Qiyam and uprising of Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam is Wa'i. That means awareness, political awareness. 30 years or 57 years is the lifespan of Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam. His total life, 57 years. Fourth year of Hijrah, he was born. 30 years he spent under the imamat and walayat of his father, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. 10 years he spent under the walayat and imamat of his brother, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. 10 years is the span of his own imamat. So, in the time of the 10 years of the imamat span of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I already told you, I remember, in one of my previous speeches, we have no hadith narrated from Imam Hussein in the narrations, in the books of narrations. 10 years of the imamat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. No Shia used to. This is the situation of the community. Imam Hussein was isolated and abandoned by the Shia community. 10 years of his imamat, zero hadith from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. How can you get the hadith when Shia will go and meet him? Imam Hussein will talk about something nice and full of wisdom. They will write it down. It will become a hadith. Isn't it right? It's a hadith that he says. But there is no hadith narrated from Imam Hussein alayhi salam in 10 years of his imamat. Except from the time when he announced his qiyam, his uprising. That's the last few months only of his life. Last few months when he announces his qiyam and uprising, that's where you find few precious hadiths are narrated from Imam Hussein. The rest of the 10 years of his life, zero narration. This is the behavior of the Shia community. And then people say, why don't the Imam do the qiyam and establish an Islamic government? How can they establish the Islamic government when the people are misbehaving towards the Imam? They don't learn to behave. They are silent over the atrocities of Tahut. Finally, Allah has to take the 12th one away from us until we learn to behave. And until we stop separating deen from siyasat. And start supporting the walayat of the wali. And not saying silent over the walayat of Tahut. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam was isolated. 10 years in his lifetime of imamat, there was no qiyam taking place for Islam. Now we find in the next, after the shahadat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we find in the next 20 years, there were more than, some of the histories say, in the next 20 years after Karbala, there were more than 20 uprisings taking place. This is just about next 20 years after 61st Hijrah. More than 20 Qiyam and uprisings took place for Islam. This is just for 20 years. Up till the Day of Judgment, all the revolutions which are taking place, which have taken place, including the Islamic Revolution in the Islamic Republic, all the revolutions that have taken place and will take place are for and because of the sake of Imam Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam. And I remember Imam Khomeini Ridwanullah alayhi has said, everything we have is because of Imam Hussein and Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayhi ma. Everything we have is because of these two. And he's right. Everything we Shias have is because of Imam Hussein and Sayyidah Zainab. This is our entire asset of life. We have nothing else. He's so true. So everybody learned the whole religion from Imam Hussein alayhi salam and from Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha. So this is Imam Hussein spread the widespread awareness in the masses. Now there is no room for anybody to ta'wil and tawjih and furnish excuses to justify the evil of the Tawhut any further. When Imam Hussein gets killed, now there is no room for anyone to further justify and still stay simple-minded in his behavior. Now you have to think that this is enough. Hussein ibn Ali gets killed. Let's get out of simple-mindedness. What's going on here? Isn't it right? He shook up the mindset of the people
the wrong way of thinking that allows the Yazid to sit. Imam Hussein himself has said, سمعت جدي رسول الله يقول إذا رأيتم معاوية على منبري فابقروا بطنه.
Imam Hussein has said, I heard my grandfather Rasulullah saying, if you see Muawiyah on my minbar, rip apart his stomach, which is a metaphor in Arabic, kill him. فَبْقَرُوا بَطْنَهُ.
And then Imam Hussein said, وَقَدْ رَآهُ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ فَلَمْ يَبْقَرُوا. People of Medina certainly saw Muawiyah, certainly saw him over the minbar, but they did not kill him, in other words. فَبْتَلَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِيَزِيدَ الْفَاسِقِ. So Imam Hussein says, so as a result, Allah subjected them with the Yazid, the Fasiq. So this is the punishment of the behavior of Islam, those people in Islamic Ummah. They deserve to have a ruler, evil Fasiq and Zalim ruler like Yazid ruling over them because of their bad behavior towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is what they deserve. So by his Qiyam, he shook the conscience of the people. What have you done and what are you doing towards Islam? So this is about what in Arabic say, Al-Wa'i. Basirat and awareness, understanding, political and awareness, which is lacking in the Shia community.
Well, lots and lots and lots of Shias are considering their 12 Imams as their religious leaders only, not as their political leaders. I'm sorry to say that. But that's a fact. If those people were accepting Imams to be their political leaders, if overwhelming majority was accepting the Imams as their political leaders, we will never have Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas end up ruling. We'll have the Imams ruling and installing justice, just like the 12th Imam will install the justice tomorrow. It would have been long established in the world. This is about the political awareness. So we find Imam Hussein said, "Man ra'a sultanan ja'iran mustahillan li haramillah." This is about the awareness. See what he says, whoever saw sultanan ja'iran, a zalim ruler, zalim king, mustahillan li haramillah. In other words, yeah, who considers the haram of Allah to be halal, naqisan li ahdillah, breaching the covenant of Allah, mukhalifan li sunnati rasulillah, working against the sunnat of Rasulullah. وَيَعْمَلُ فِي عِبَادِ اللَّهِ بِالْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And he operates among the servants of Allah with sin and rebellion. فَلَمْ يُغَيِّرْ عَلَيْهِ بِفِعْلٍ وَلَا قَوْلٍ. So this kind of ruler, if a person saw this ruler, he still لَمْ يُغَيِّرْ, didn't show any reaction against him. Just let it go. Neither through his action nor through his words. Then Imam Hussein is saying, so what was going to happen? Then Imam Hussein tells us that kana haqqan ala Allah an yudkhilahu madkhalahu. It's the right of upon Allah to send him where that tyrant ruler will go. That means he's going to go to the same hell where that zalim ruler will go. So whoever sees a zalim ruler who is doing these kinds of activities, considers the haram of Allah to be halal, breaches the ahd and covenant of Allah, and opposes the sunnah of Rasulullah, and performs among the servants of Allah with ism, the sin, and udwan, the rebellion, and we don't show any reaction against these kinds of ruler, then we are going to go where the ruler will go. We are with them. We are counted to be one of them. This is how we need to learn the awareness from the Qiyam of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Isn't it right? This awareness was long due in the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He's asking the people to get ready for jihad, to support Imam Ali, and some people are giving the excuse of cold weather. Imam Ali is asking, and then they're giving the excuse of hot weather. Isn't it right? Ya ashbahar rijali wala rijal. Imam Ali end up calling some people around him, oh you who look alike, you are the lookalikes of men, but you are not men. Ya ashbah al-rijal wa la rijal. And you people look like men, but you are not men. This is kind of behavior people gave towards Imam Ali, isn't it right? So it was already long due, the awareness, the political awareness was long due to support the Imam and Wali.
fourth benefit of the Qiyam of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is Mahbubiyyat, becoming beloved. One of the great benefits of this Qiyam is Imam Hussain alayhi salam became an icon and symbol of Islam and the most beloved person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that إِنَّ لِقَتْلِ الْحُسَيْنِ حَرَارَةً فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ. The killing of Hussein has a warmth, hararat, فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ, in the hearts, in the souls of the people. لَن تَبْرُدَ أَبَدًا, which is never going to cool off, cool down. So Imam Hussein has a hararat and warmth in the souls of the people that will continue to be like that. His love will continue to exist in a warm way. It will never cool off. This is the mahbubiyyat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Fi qulubil mu'mineen, I'm sorry. In the hadith it says, qulubil mu'mineen, the souls and the hearts of the believers, the mu'mineen. Now, fifth benefit of the qiyam of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, I'm coming to the end, is condemnation and condemning the taghut and the government of Banu Umayyah. Condemning the government of Tawhut and Banu Umayyah. So they were exposed. Imam Hussain managed to expose the face of the Tawhut and the Zalimeen of Banu Umayyah. Took off the cover away from their face and exposed their real face to the community forever. So this is how, because the simple-minded people failed to realize, remember, what I was telling you in one of my previous speeches, that how Imam Ali al-Islam was sending his la'nat on the Ashab of Jamal and the people in the war of the Battle of the Camel. And some people, Imam Ali was sending la'nat, and some people said, make the Muslims among them mustasna and exempt. Imam Ali al-Islam replied, ma kana fihim Muslim. There was no Muslim among them. Look at the simple-mindedness of people. This is what we are talking about. People need to get out of their simple-mindedness so we don't give a hard time to the Imam of our time, like they give to Imam Ali alayhi salam. There are people who still used to consider the Ashab of Jamal to be Muslims. They failed to understand the basic concept of Islam. Anyone who stages a rebellion against the Wali is a kafir in Islam. Sixth and the last benefit that I would mention before I end the speech is becoming the uswa and role model. Imam Hussain alayhi salam's qiyam, he himself has said in his hadith, lakum fiyya uswatun. That means in me lies a role model for you. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam is a role model. Every Shia till the Day of Judgment is supposed to follow the footsteps of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Isn't it right? Imam Hassan is the one who get out to fight against Muawiyah, and more than 95% of his army deceived Imam Hassan. Isn't it right? And joined the Tawhut Muawiyah. So Imam Hassan was forced to do the Sulh and Peace Agreement. He didn't came out for the peace agreement. He came out to fight the war against Muawiyah. When people say Imam Hassan was inclined towards Sulh, so you know, I followed the footsteps of Imam Hassan. Imam Hussain was inclined towards war, so I followed the footsteps of... This what kind of wrong thing you are talking about? So you are separating the behavior of Ahlul Bayt? Awwaluna Muhammad wa akhiruna Muhammad wa awsatuna Muhammad wa kulluna Muhammad. Imam Hassan didn't come out for Sulh. He came out to finish the unfinished business of his father. He came to fight against Muawiyah. Isn't it right? And more than, let's also, when you say Imam Hassan did the Sulh, please also complete your sentence. Telling incomplete information in the name of Islam is also khiyanat. Tell complete your sentence, please. When you say Imam Hussain, did the Sul also mention, because 95% plus of his army deceived him and joined Muawiyah, and he was left alone with no other option. Say that also, so our kids learn the reality about Imam Hussain. This is what some people don't mention. Is that right? So they tell incomplete seerat of Ahlul Bayt for their own political agendas in their life, because they have links with Kuffar.
So Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain alayhi salam are one in their policy. Al Hassan wal Hussain imamani qama aw qa'ada. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Hassan and Hussain are two imams, whether they stand up or they sit down, whether they do the uprising or they do the sulh. In both the cases they are imams. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to understand and practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the... I had in mind to talk about a little bit more, a few more things, but I think the time is almost up, so inshallah some other time we can continue. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, 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 ya Allah. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal muslimin wa akhdhul al-kuffar wal munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasara ad-din wa akhdhul man khadhal al-muslimin. اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين ناصينا الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين. Before we end, let's read the dua all together, please. The dua which our Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam had taught to Zurara. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma arifni nafsaka fa innaka in lam tu'arifni nafsaka lam a'rif نبيك. اللهم عرفني رسولك فإنك إن لم تعرفني رسولك لم أعرف حجتك. اللهم عرفني حجتك فإنك إن لم تعرفني حجتك ضللت عن ديني. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله.